Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
I'm looking right at him. Who is this guy?
Who is it? Who is it?
Guys, this is our first episode post Grow Summit. We are actually recording this before the Grow Summit. We are about a week out. So if you came to the Grow Summit, I can't, hopefully you had a great time and learned a ton of stuff. But, one of the things we are going to be speaking at the Grow Summit about is a unique mechanism. So let me just kind of throw this out there to everybody listening to this podcast, gym owner, even if you're a coach, answer this question. What is the reason why people get results at your gym? What is the reason why? And if your answer to that question is something like, well, we have the best trainers, our programming's awesome, we have a great community, best equipment, whatever it is, then you are what I would call a commodity. You are in a red ocean of what everybody else is saying. Because at the end of the day, if you look around at all of your competitors, they're most likely saying all the same thing. We offer fitness. We'll coach you up on nutrition. We'll hold you accountable. And that became, I guess, over the last decade, the buzzwords of basically everything. And so, like, it comes down to if you're offering those things and I can go down the street and get the same things from them, and maybe it's in a different format, maybe it's a class versus this versus that, but if you're just saying you're going to train me, get me in shape, help me lose weight and get stronger, everybody says the same thing. If I can go anywhere and get the same thing, I'm going to go to the cheapest place as the consumer or the most convenient.
Yep.
And so now it comes down to like, wait a minute, maybe you need to start thinking about a little bit deeper. The next thing I would say is if you're a gym owner, you probably believe that you've got something special at your gym that nobody else has. You believe that, or else you wouldn't be in business. Like you're just doing stuff mediocre and it's just as good as everybody else, then what are we in business for? You want to be the best, right? So you believe your product is better than the guy down the street. You need to define what it is that is the reason why people get results with you. And it could be a myriad of things. And I'll just give you a couple examples. It could be the order of how you train, the blocks of training. It could be your programming as a whole. There's a good one. I've even seen a couple of our guys do body type training programs, meso, endo, ecto, like that. That to me is a beautiful, we call it unique mechanism. It's something that is proprietary to your business that nobody else can do. And again, we'll talk about how you create it, but it is defensible and non-copyable against competitors.
Yeah. But there's a couple of things that are barriers that will really never allow you to tap in to a unique mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Number one would be just randomized workouts with no rhyme or reason to it. It's a WOD style workout of the day, mm-hmm. that just some coach writes up on a board somewhere, and it varies constantly. Now, I guess you could maybe kind of say, well, our secret is like variation or variety or something like that. However, that's going to be a very, very short-lived concept that somebody buys into, because if all they're seeing, if the only value that they're getting is like coming in and doing a random workout of the day, then they can go get that anywhere.
Well, I'd argue this. I'm going to throw a little argument on this. There's a couple studies, and I got a lot of guys that do programming back. I mean, they're still doing it. Lean on this study, undulating periodization, as a mechanism for increased strength over time. There were some studies, I don't have them in front of me, but basically it was randomized workouts, rep ranges in the same workout changing. And it was like, well, we did this study over this amount of time with this amount of people, and they increased strength over placebo. Therefore, that's our unique mechanism, is randomized. Now we'll argue, and also CrossFit is a randomized, constantly varied functional training. Now, the science behind both of these, you could adopt that, and that could be your thing, okay? Come in here, you get a new workout every single day. And probably to the consumer, that's probably not a bad thing because they get bored easily. But we don't prescribe to that, and we believe a different way. And most likely, you listening probably have some type of like structure to your programming that you're not even communicating to the end consumer, to where they, oh, that's the reason why I get results here, is because they have this program that's structured and, you know, progresses me through.
Yeah, but what I'm like undulating periodization, you know, there's probably been a few more studies, but there was like one study that was done, but there was also structure to that. It wasn't complete randomization, right? It was still,
what are we doing today?
It wasn't what are we doing today, mm-hmm. right? And so it wasn't like, oh, today's going to be 20 reps and, you know, and then this is going to be 10 reps and this is going to be 15 reps tomorrow and all different, just throw everything at the wall and, mm-hmm. and see what sticks. That's what I'm talking about, is like, there's really no way for you to explain what you do because it just changes constantly. That would be one thing. The other thing that I was going to mention is if your coaching staff designs all the programming without it being specific parameters, and this is our methodology and this is how we do things, then every coach is delivering their own philosophy. The gym has nothing.
Oh my gosh. That's the biggest mistake gyms make.
Yeah.
Honestly, as a gym owner, you need to listen to this for a second, because if you told yourself somewhere along the way that you're too busy, you just want to outsource the programming to my team, and whatever they decide is probably great because they're smart, they've got certifications, but then there's no structure to that, and it's like, trainer one is doing the workouts for Monday and Tuesday, and trainer two is doing these, and there's no, like you said, guardrails. You are at so much risk for two things. One, people just leaving because they don't have any clue what you're doing. There's no education around it. There's no like philosophy or methodology. And the other thing, which happens a lot, is a coach leaves and the clients look at that coach as the reason they're getting the results, and therefore they leave with them, and you lose a client and a coach, and your business gets crippled. Give you a great example of this. SoulCycle. They're closing studios by the dozens right now. In fact, they may be out of business by the time this comes out. They are in shambles. And the thing that SoulCycle did was they created their whole business model around the trainer. The instructors were the heroes of the business, and they had their little followings, and they had social media profiles, and they were like celebrity instructors. Well, what happens when those instructors say, hey, I'm not getting paid enough, or I can do this on my own, and they leave? They take the whole following with them, and it's happening, and it's already happened, and they are literally going out of business because of what they just let the coaches be the heroes. And while that was happening, and I remember this because there was an era of these celebrity trainers with Peloton, or call them instructors, whatever, yeah. Peloton, SoulCycle, and these other studios that were like all the rage. I'm like, this is so wrong for the business side. As a business, this is the stupidest thing. And I'm glad that I'm right, but I feel horrible for the people that thought that was a great idea, because it was a dumb idea. Because look, people are humans. If they can go make more money doing this on their own, and they've got the skill sets to just go and do it, then like by all means, do it, right? And they just wiped out their whole business. It's gone. You look it up. They're just closing like right now. I just saw 20 more in New York closed.
Yeah. Well, and there's lots of gyms out there that it's not even like, hey, this coach designs these workouts and this coach designs these workouts. They literally assign a client to a coach. So it's like, hey, this coach is going to be the one that mm-hmm. designs your program and does your check-ins and all of that. And it's like, well, as a business, if you're not controlling the unique mechanism, the methodology, the whole entire program, then that coach owns that relationship. And they, when they leave, the client goes with them, because to the client, that is the gym.
That's right.
To the client, that's right. That's,
you're at major risk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into specific unique mechanisms, because there's a lot of ingredients that go into a creating a unique mechanism, because it's not just, hey, how we program. It could be the way you do things in general, right? It could be a piece of equipment that you own that nobody else owns. And, you know, and you see this, if you start to look around, you start seeing it more and more. But like, for an example, that, you know, in this industry, there's Exercise Coach. They're a franchise. They're, first off, their unique selling proposition is 20 minutes twice a week or something like that.
Yeah.
20 minutes, that's all you need. 20 minutes twice a week. That's their selling proposition. Their unique mechanism is this robotic machine that adjusts to the resistance of the person. There's like a card that goes in there and it's like customized to the people. That's a unique mechanism. The reason they believe they get results is they have this super exerbotics, I think that's what it's called, machines that are tailored to the human being that nobody else has. So they are defensible against competition because they created the thing that gets the results. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Now, that's a piece of like unique equipment. There's also ways to create unique mechanisms with something that you're already doing that nobody's talking about, that everybody does. The greatest example here is the Orange Theory, fat orange zone, splat points, the mechanisms for, you know, the heart rate.
EPOC,
right?
Yep.
Like, why do you think they exploded, right? They exploded because nobody else had what they had. And so, like, you had to go to Orange Theory to experience the thing that was the reason they believed they got results there. And they were a genius about it.
Yeah. And everybody was doing it. The EPOC is a result of strength training, of cardiovascular training.
HIIT training, yeah.
Nobody was talking about it. And that was the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, it's Coors, the beer company.
Yep.
Right? Cold filtered.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that's not special. Everybody had cold filters their beer, and they're like, yeah, but nobody talks about it. And so they leaned into that, and that became their, you know, unique mechanism.
The cold can is the a display of that.
Productization.
Right. And that's a whole nother topic. But
yeah,
what I'm trying to, and this is a deep topic. This isn't something you just like decide you're going to do today and go do it. Like, you got to think this through. This original concept, I read about it in the book Breakthrough Advertising. That book's from 1966. This was briefly mentioned. Unique mechanism was briefly mentioned in the market sophistication chapter, where the claims of four results get more elaborate, and then there's a unique thing that is the reason for the results. And then when we work with Todd Brown, he really opened our eyes to what this could do for our businesses, our marketing, everything else. So you can have a unique mechanism, like you said, that everybody's doing that is the reason you get results, but nobody's talking about it. For a while, the hot name or the unique mechanism was functional training.
Yep.
It was high-intensity interval training. Those were both unique mechanisms. Now, the thing about those two was everybody could use them.
Yeah.
But if you put a spin on that, I'm just throwing this out there because I'm on the spot.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
where you can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
But like afterburn metabolic training with Epoch, like that could have been a unique mechanism that you could have put your flag in the ground and said, that's, you know, and here's the studies that prove this, by the way. You could burn calories 72 hours after finishing your workout if you train in this methodology that we offer here. And you could have put your stamp on that. Another example of Metabolic, they have a pretty good website, yeah, where they've got a three-phase MAD, three-phased approach of their proprietary unique mechanism. It's the process of their program. That's it. What they do in the program is probably like everybody else. I haven't looked. But I'm going to imagine they don't have anything unique that nobody else can do, like exercise coach.
With the machine, right?
With the machine. I don't believe there's anything that Metabolic can do, is doing in their facilities that nobody else can do, because it's probably the same equipment as everybody else. It's just their proprietary phased way they do it. And that becomes their unique mechanism, that which is defensible. They put a name to it and they've got it on their website. And it's like, the reason you get results with us is we follow this MAD approach that we created. It's for, you know, us, and nobody else has that.
Yeah.
That's defensible. Right. And you're, and nobody, like, as soon as you start saying, hey, we do mad training or whatever the hell it is, you look like a copycat, and you're going to get blown out. Right. Because it's like, well, boom. So we've got our unique, you want to talk about our unique mechanisms here, which is trademarked, by the way. Just don't get any ideas.
Yeah, Lift. So one thing I want to add to what you said is the unique mechanism, it has to logically prove to the customer, to the audience, why your unique selling proposition works. So if we say lose 10 pounds in 30 days.
I've heard that before.
You've heard that before. And obviously somebody reads that in an ad, they see it, they're going to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But if we say lose 10 pounds in 30 days with our Thermo Burn X formula supplement that increases metabolic output or whatever, now all of a sudden that's our unique mechanism. It logically justifies, like, oh, well, that's how I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 30 days. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, let me add to this. This bridges the gap between skepticism and belief.
Yeah.
And so, like, that piece that you just said, the Thermo Burn X Gen XR95000 modulator. That is the block that bridges the gap between I've heard this before and oh my God, it's going to work for me this time. Yes. Belief.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And P90X did the same exact thing. Extreme results in 90 days. The unique mechanism, muscle confusion. So right? Confusing. Nobody's talking. So confusing.
My muscles are still confused.
But our unique mechanism is tied to our USP. So there's kind of this, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it's pretty smart the way that we positioned all this together.
The smartest of all time.
Yeah. So it's LIFT, lifestyle integrated fitness training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So our selling proposition is that we integrate fitness into our clients' lifestyles, right? Into their lives. So it's not, we're not overwhelming them. We're not saying, hey, this has to consume you. You can be strong. You can be healthy. You can move better with a fitness program that fits into your life. So LIFT is our unique mechanism, but you can have many unique mechanisms. So LIFT is our macro cycle, our periodization, and how we take people through these phases. And we start with our body mapping phase, which is a unique mechanism within the LIFT system. The movement matrix is a unique mechanism where we assess and score our clients to customize their workouts and make sure that their workouts are going to be the most safe and effective for them. And so we're explaining these things to the client or prospect when they come in for a consultation. We're saying, hey, here's our goal. We're going to integrate fitness into your lifestyle. We're going to start off with our body mapping phase. Here's what that looks like. After that, then we're going to assess and score you. We're going to move you into our normal LIFT cycle. It's going to prevent gaps in your fitness and all these things. So when we were developing this, we were thinking like, what are the common problems that our clients face? Like our avatar clients, well, they get busy, life gets in the way. It might be, you know, they get bored. Sometimes it's inconvenient for them, all these things. And so our unique mechanism and our unique selling proposition all revolves around overcoming that, solving that problem. But then within our model, we have other things that support this, which is unlimited training. It's not two times a week. It's not three. It's unlimited.
Flat rate. Yep.
Because we want fitness to be a part of your lifestyle. You don't need to track sessions. You don't need to make up sessions. Sometimes it'll be two. Sometimes it can be four.
Doesn't matter.
We just want to get you here as often as possible. Remove that roadblock.
Yep.
Right. Even our price points. In order for it to integrate into somebody's life, it has to be affordable long term.
Yep.
If you sell a high ticket program, somebody's probably coming in and immediately in their mind, they're like, I can't afford to do that long term, but I can afford to do it for 3 months, right? And you lose the person and you're like, well, why didn't? Because affordability and your pricing also has to be sustainable for the long term. So if we want somebody to stay long term, we have to find that sweet spot in our pricing where it is affordable for them. It fits into their lifestyle. So this is really a filter that we use to structure our model.
Mm-hmm.
Block scheduling. We have training 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the hour. Schedule with up into an hour before. Cancel up into an hour before. It's all designed to fit into somebody's lifestyle. So we can put fancy names on all of those, and they can all be unique mechanisms within this LIFT system.
Yeah. And so the challenge is, as you are listening to this in your gym, like, what do you do that's so special? Like, you got to be doing something different than everybody else. Or even if you are doing something the same, you can, that nobody's talking about, you can put your flag in the ground, say, we do this way here. And somebody that's a competitor of yours might be like, well, we do that too, but it's too late. You've already claimed it, right? We do it too. We're better. We care more. And so like the challenge is like, don't just like lob something out. You've got to really think this through, because this is going to be your, It's going to be your and your brand's voice. This is going to be what you're shouting out to the community. This is what we do. Here's the reason you should believe us. Here's the reason that we're giving you hope this time. Sure, you failed, you know, tried and failed in the past. You continue to restart over and over because those things that you were doing didn't have what we have here. What we have here is the solution to your problem where all those others didn't have this or whatever it was. And it was so funny because during the six-week challenge era, the thing was the reason you didn't get results is because you didn't have the accountability. That's what we offer here. And like everybody can say that.
Yeah.
But it worked because it was the buyer sophistication was low. Now it's everybody's
saturated.
It's saturated. You're in a saturated market. You need to be smarter. And so we've kind of like bounced around all there's, this is a big topic. This is something that we coach our Iron Circle on quite a bit. We just did a training on this. We have trainings that we do our Springboard clients all the time.
Yep.
And once you realize this, once you see it, once you've like, oh, okay, you see it everywhere. You see it from multi-million dollar brands that have marketing engines behind them, putting these unique mechanisms within their advertising, in their productization of their whatever it is, their shoes or whatever. And you're like, oh, and we just did something funny with our Iron Circle. We said, hey, every time you see one of these, screenshot it or just take a picture of it and send it in the group. And they were coming in. One of them was that safety matches one. What was that one?
The safety match? Yeah. I don't know if I
Alec,
saw it.
Alec Lieberman. It was like, these are so much better than regular old matches. These are XR7 safety matches, right? It was a unique mechanism within them.
Yeah.
And look, maybe, you know, just going on that topic, a safety match or underwater match that has this, you know, hydraulic coating on it that allows you to light this match even when it's wet. Like that's a unique mechanism. That's why I need that match, because if I go camping and it's rainy, I won't be able to light a fire, whatever, right? It's silly.
It is.
But it's like, oh, you're creating belief in the consumer's eyes that they can get results with you this time. That's really the answer you're trying to, or the question you're trying to have answered. And you're also putting yourself into a blue ocean of a category of one. Nobody else has this. You have it. People are getting results because of it. And you need to really think this through when you build this out in your gyms. And hopefully you go win with it.
Yeah. Well, and there's another piece to this that I'd like to mention, which is as an owner, as a gym owner, if you just deliver randomized workouts or your coach, you just have your coaches programming for you and you don't have a unique mechanism, you don't have a unique selling proposition, what are you really building? What do you really own? If you don't have anything that's unique to you and you are a commodity, then you just have a lot of liability and a lot of responsibility. Most gym owners don't own their building. Mm-hmm. They don't have that asset. Most of them have loans on equipment that's depreciating in value. You don't own your staff. You own payroll. You own a lease on your building. Build something that you believe in. Mm-hmm. I'm sure when most owners started their gym, they said, hey, I'm going to break off. I'm going to open my own thing. It was like, because I want to train my clients the way I want to train my clients. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this. I know what I'm talking about. I get great results for people and I love it. I'm passionate about it. And then you get into the business and then you just forget all that. And you're like, man, I just got to figure this out. And I'm just going to bring this coach in and they'll program for their clients. And you're not building anything. What is it worth? So this is really, this filter is so important for you as an owner to look through and go, man, let me build something that's really my own and has an impact in the market.
Right. Yeah, very powerful. Because at the end of the day, isn't this, you know, your life's work? And if you're not building something that's sellable or you can exit at some point because, you know, that's got to be the goal somewhere in there, because you're going to train when you're 75 years old. Maybe you are. I don't know. You're an old trainer. But, you know, eventually you're going to have to figure out what you're doing with this thing. And so this could be the turning point for you where you're like, ah, I see it now. Let me go and get to work and create my things and put like processes around. Of course, there's, frameworks and everything that go with this and systems, but like
you can, you can't just make something up and
yeah.
You know, it's not lipstick on a pig. Essentially, yes, like, there's a lot that goes into
yeah.
this.
But at least this will get the wheels turning. If you were at the Grow Summit, you heard this discussed in the workshop and on stage. We discussed it a couple times in there. And so hopefully get your wheels turning. You go get to work. You create something that's unique and proprietary and defensible and is the reason that somebody's going to believe that it's going to work for them this time. So hopefully that helps you guys. Go get to work. Until next time, keep changing lives. We will see you on the next one. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.